This episode of Show Me Most Success is brought to you by Human Development and Family Sciences in collaboration with MU Extension's Business and Communities. Welcome to Show Me Most Success, where we explore how people turn their passion into action to make a difference and how MU Extension's Business and Communities program gave them a little assist along the way. I'm Luke Dieterle, Extension Specialist for Business and Communities, and today's guest is joining us from the Community Innovation and Action Center at the University of Missouri, St. Louis. We have Christine Roberts, Community Trainer, and we'll be discussing her experience with MoSECA. To spell that out for you, that's the Missouri Supporting Early Childhood Administrators. So MoSECA provides early childhood administrators across the state with knowledge, skills, and connections that they'll need to effectively lead and operate sustainable quality programs. So I want to, kick it over to Christine. So can you just broad strokes kind of fill us in on the work that you do and what it is that MoSECA is trying to do?
MoSECA, as you've explained, what that acronym means, has been getting early child administrators together through training. We provide leadership training, and we also provide business training. The trainings are 3 hours long. We've been offering them in the evenings, as well as some daytime, just to get administrators together and train key concepts in leadership and business. But the best thing about training or facilitating these times together is that they're able to just get together and network with each other.
Yeah, I'll say, in a previous life, I worked at a regional planning commission, and we had a small revolving loan fund, and there were several folks who were running childcare businesses that reached out for support. And at the time, we weren't able to help because there was just a lot of knowledge that they were lacking as far as what it takes to really run a business. You know, they had the childcare part down, but the business part was difficult. And I'm kicking myself now because I didn't know about MoSECA a few years back, and I think this would have been perfect for them. Yeah, I'm curious your perspective. So for folks out there that might be in that situation, what are some of the tools that MoSECA can offer folks to, make it in this space?
So MoSECA offers free professional development. In fact, the participants are paid a stipend to attend. So I think it really kind of speaks to, we want to train early childhood administrators that are interested in furthering their career and promoting the quality of the childcare that they provide. It offers them, professional development, which everybody needs. I think administrators are seeking that because childcare is always changing and always evolving. Since the pandemic has been a real struggle for families. And so just wanting to improve and continue to improve themselves and their centers.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm curious. So you brought up the pandemic. How much has that, or has it impacted MoSECA's approach to working with childcare administrators?
Well, I think first off, providing them this opportunity to get together and to train them in leadership and in business concepts, has shown that we kind of honor what they're doing, right? They were there. They were the first childcare workers and administrators were sort of the first responders in the pandemic, and really came out of it with very little recognition that they're still here. And so I think just actually offering them a stipend for, continuing to seek professional development for themselves really shows that we kind of recognize them and we want to build and sustain, you know, not only sustain, but build them and come back better after that, after the pandemic.
Yeah, of course. I'm sure some of our listeners are curious about what the commitment looks like to participate in Mosika. So could you fill us in a little on, just what that commitment looks like?
So the trainings offered last year were three trainings in our leadership series, and then we have three trainings in our business series. So that would be, I think, a total of 18 hours of training. So it's a time commitment, which I completely respect. You know, our early childhood administrators are, you know, in our trainings, but they've got their phones close, right? They're watching to make sure that they're not needed in the center if they had to leave during the day. And some have to come right from work for our 6 o'clock trainings. You know, and you could just tell, you know, we start by debriefing their day, right? How'd it go? And sometimes that takes up time in the training, but the commitment is, for the two series is around 18 hours of training. 2024 is looking for an expansion of some of those trainings, into another series. So that'll be more opportunity for training for those that, you know, completed all of those 18 hours last year. So,
and it's available to folks across the state, right? You don't need to travel long distances to participate.
Correct. And we serve large and small centers. We serve family care providers. So we're really trying to get the word out, particularly in the rural areas, you know, where sometimes, you know, family care providers are who are providing that early childhood education. So just trying to get the word out that we're available.
Right. And I know I've been following the rumblings in Jefferson City, and it does seem like childcare is going to be a top priority for this coming session. So I'm hopeful that some of these leaders that have come through Mosika maybe can be part of that conversation and, you know, getting this issue the attention it deserves and getting more support to those folks out there doing this really important work. So that was Christy Roberts from the Community Innovation and Action Center at the University of Missouri, St. Louis, filling us in on the personalized coaching, professional development training, and free resources available through Mosika. Thanks for listening. Make sure to follow us on your podcast app so you don't miss any of our upcoming shows. I'm Luke Dieterle. This episode was produced by Afshan Musani with research help from John Klo. Executive producers are Sarah Riley and Mike Quinata. Senior Program Director for MU Extension's Business and Communities is Dr. Rob Russell. This is Show Me Mo Success.